No.
Or the bar?
No, we were pretty well respected with the outside people.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yes. The outside people was, of course, now you take the people from Abbeville,
mm-hmm.
they were fighting us because we was very well organized with a group from around Catholic through in there, and they didn't want us to mess with the Catholic people, but they had a reason for that.
Mm-hmm. And so they...
Because we had to go out of here by boat. And the only place we could go was Abbeville. We had no outlet, water outlet, to go to Kaplan. So they had us by the throat, you see. We had to go to Abbeville. And they was afraid when it was going to open that we were going to give all of our trade to Kaplan, which it didn't make a bit of difference. And we finally won it.
Mm-hmm.
We had an old engineer with us from Kaplan. And then these people that I talked to you about yesterday that runs this flying ranch. Yeah, Alfie. He was the leader over there. And we were two or three of us here. It was me and there was a man on the west end here by the name of James. He was appointed as a committee. And then I had a brother-in-law, B.F. He was with us. And this fellow, Alfie, got an old school bus. And he picked up, in them times, well, what we call Forked Island. That's where that big bridge you pass over up here, the big intercoastal canal. You remember passing over that overpass, we call it. Well, he went back in them woods, and there was people there that if they see an outsider come in, they close up all their house.
They were what?
They were purity. We called them Cajuns. In other words, in French, Cajun.
Uh-huh. What was a Cajun now?
Well, he could speak French only, hardly no English.
Uh-huh.
And they had no education. I've seen the time that I used to go by boat. My daddy had a boat. And I'd go meet the priest over there once a month.
Yeah.
And bring him out here. Then I'd take him back to that, right where that overpass bridge is at.
Uh-huh.
That's where I'd land. And man, he picked up that busload of them people out there. And in them times, they'd buy all secondhand army supplies, such as clothes, you know, and they'd have those leggings that they'd put around their pants here, and they'd lace them on the side here like you do lacing a shoe with a string. That was at a line. So
the priest? No.
No. The settlement.
Okay. Out there in the settlement. Yeah.
And I asked Alfie, me and him was big buddies. Because he'd meet me when I'd go out there to get the priest, and I'd stay all night at his house. I'd have to go in the afternoon because he'd have church there late in the afternoon, and we would travel at night. The next morning early, I'd pick him up, and I'd come out here, bring him, have mass on pecan. I says, Alfie, I said, what in the world, man? They were some of the awfulest looking fellas you ever saw in there. I said, what you making that crew for? He said, I want to show them why that we fighting for a road. He said, those people needs a road. I said, well, I see your point. But I says, God sakes, man, they'd all stay together. And he had around 20 some odd of them. And when we got to Baton Rouge,